Dear Roy, this is the letter that I promised I would never send. Before I go any further, I want to tell you that I am sorry. I want to tell you that even typing these words is killing me. I won't say that this will hurt me more than it hurts you, because I know how much you're hurting every day. And no matter what is happening to me, it will never compare. But I'm in pain, and I cannot continue to live this way. I can't go on being your wife. In some ways, I feel like I never even got to try my hand at that role. I have done my best to be married without actually being a wife for 3 years now. You're going to think that this is about another man, but this is about the two of us, about our delicate cord that has been shredded by your incarceration. What we have here isn't a marriage. A marriage is more than your heart. It's your life. And we are not sharing ours. I blame it on time, not on you or me. The last 3 times I have visited, we said almost nothing to each other. You can't bear to hear about my days, and I can't bear to hear about yours. I'm not abandoning you. I will never abandon you. I can come as your friend, as your ally, as your sister. You're a part of my family, Roy, and you always will be. But I can't be your wife. Love, and I mean it. Your Georgia girl.
Dear Georgia, what do you want me to say? Am I supposed to say that I'm okay with us just being friends? Maybe it's me, but I made a different interpretation of till death do us part. Because the last I checked, I wasn't dead yet. But you do what you have to do. Be an empowered woman, or whatever they taught you in college. Leave a brother when he's down? I never thought you would be that kind of person. There are women around here who've been coming to see their men for decades, riding buses that leave Baton Rouge at 5 a.m. Walter has women he's never even met in person, and they come to see him. And when they get here, they do more than talk. Some women bunk in their cars in the parking lot so they can be in the visiting room as soon as it opens. Before she died, my mother was here every week. What is it that makes you think you're so much better than all of them? Don't come here talking about you're here to be my friend. I don't need friends. Roy Orthaniel Hamilton.
Dear Roy, I didn't expect you to receive my very honest letter with confetti and a ticker tape parade, but I did at least expect you to take a moment to consider my perspective. Are you really comparing me with the women who crowd the crack of dawn bus to prison? I know them too. I've met them myself. They organize their whole lives around coming to Parson. Besides working, it's all they do. Every week they are strip searched. More than once I've had to let some guard put her hand in my panties just so I can sit across the table from you. This is what you want from me? This is what you want from my life? Is this the way you love me? You always talk about how you understand that this is hard. You slump in your chair, admitting that you can't give me what I need. But now you act like you're confused. For more than 3 years, I've been there in body and in spirit. But I've got to change the way I'm doing things, or I won't have any spirit left. I said in my last letter, and I'll say it again, I'll support you. I'll visit you. I just can't do it as your wife. G.
Dear Georgia, I am innocent.
Dear Roy, I am innocent too.